And it's sometimes very interesting to read these old papers. The evidence seems to me irresistible that in cancer of the breast, the bones suffer in a special way, which cannot be explained by any theory of embolism alone. Some bones suffer more than others. The disease has its seats of election. How true, still 120 years later. And I have copied that second paragraph. Also very important, all reasoning from statistics is liable to many errors, so maybe we can use this in the discussion then. And while this theory has originally been developed to explain bone metastases,